Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at AI and how it can totally change your webinar strategy.
Okay.
Specifically, we're diving into Perplexity AI.
Okay.
It's an answer engine that caught your eye, and you shared some pretty cool articles about it.
Yeah.
And we're ready to kind of explore it a little more, you know, see what makes it tick.
Yeah. You know, one of the interesting things about Perplexity is how it flips the script on traditional search.
Uh-huh.
Like, instead of going through, you know, endless links, you actually get concise, direct answers to your questions.
Yeah.
Almost like you're, like, chatting with an AI expert.
Yeah, it's like having a research assistant, like, on call 24/7.
Totally.
Which I'm guessing is appealing, given your busy schedule.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's break down exactly what Perplexity is and where it comes from.
Right. Well, it's actually surprisingly new.
Okay.
It was founded in 2022 by former Google AI engineers.
Wow.
So Perplexity is really making waves in, you know, this increasingly competitive world of AI-powered search.
It definitely feels like cutting-edge tech. And the fact that it was created by Google veterans definitely adds to the intrigue.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. How does this thing actually work? It's not magic, right?
Not magic, but pretty close.
Okay.
Perplexity uses these sophisticated language models like GPT-4 Omni and Claude 3.
Wow.
You can think of these models as incredibly powerful brains.
Okay.
That can understand human language and sort of sift through mountains of data to find the most relevant information.
So it's not just like matching keywords. It's actually understanding the nuance and context of your questions.
Right.
That's pretty different from the old days of Googling where you'd end up with a million irrelevant links.
Yes, totally. And one of the articles you shared even gives an example. Imagine you ask Perplexity, what are the benefits of hosting a webinar?
Right.
Instead of, you know, like bombarding you with links, it actually just like distills the key benefits into this clear, concise summary.
Yeah.
It's all about efficiency and getting to the heart of what you need to know.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, that's what I call a time saver. And speaking of saving time, one of the things that really jumped out at me was the free mobile app with voice search.
Right.
You could literally be brainstorming webinar topics on your morning walk and get instant insights from Perplexity.
Yeah. The accessibility is definitely a major plus.
Yeah.
You know, it's not some exclusive tool for tech wizards.
Right.
It's designed for anyone who needs to find information quickly and efficiently.
Yeah.
Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just starting out, Perplexity levels the playing field.
And that brings us to the real heart of this deep dive. You're interested in how Perplexity can be a secret weapon for creating killer webinar content. Mm-hmm. And I think we're ready to explore that.
Okay.
But first, let's take a step back and consider the bigger picture. Why should anyone even bother with an answer engine like this? What's the real advantage over traditional search?
Right. I think it's all about maximizing your time and your effort, right? Like, instead of getting lost in a sea of links, you get straight to the point. Which is especially valuable when you're trying to, you know, create engaging webinar content.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're trying to stay ahead of the curve, the last thing you need is to waste hours chasing down dead ends and sifting through irrelevant information.
Exactly.
Perplexity seems to cut right to the chase.
It does. And it goes beyond just saving time.
Okay.
It's also about getting a deeper understanding of your topic.
Okay.
By analyzing vast amounts of data, Perplexity can identify patterns and insights that you might miss with traditional search.
So it's like having an AI research assistant that can kind of connect the dots and uncover these hidden gems of information.
Right.
That could be a game changer for coming up with fresh ideas for your webinars.
Absolutely. One of the articles you shared even highlighted how Perplexity can be used to identify trending topics and keywords.
Uh-huh.
So instead of relying on guesswork, you can actually see what people are searching for.
Right.
And tailor your webinar content accordingly.
Now that you mention it, I do remember reading about that.
Mm.
It mentioned using Perplexity for keyword research, right?
Mm.
How exactly would that work?
Okay, so imagine you're planning a webinar on digital marketing best practices.
Okay.
But you're not sure which specific aspects to focus on.
Right.
You could ask Perplexity something like, suggest relevant secondary keywords for the digital marketing best practices topic.
And boom, it delivers a list of keywords that are already resonating with your target audience. No more second guessing or relying on outdated keyword tools.
Yeah, precisely. It's about tapping into the collective intelligence of the internet.
Right.
To make sure your webinar is hitting the right notes.
That's a really clever way to use it.
Okay.
And it makes perfect sense. If you want to create content that people will actually watch you, need to speak their language and address their pain points.
Exactly. And Perplexity can also help you go beyond just keywords.
Okay.
It can help you craft compelling webinar invitations
right.
that actually get people to click and register.
Okay, now that's something I definitely struggle with. Sometimes I feel like I'm just throwing darts in the dark when it comes to writing webinar invitations.
Sure.
How could Perplexity help me get better results?
Let's say you're writing an email invitation for your next webinar.
Okay.
You could ask Perplexity something like, create a compelling email invitation template for my webinar on, and then you just put in your webinar topic.
Okay.
And then it would analyze, you know, a ton of data related to email marketing and webinar invitations.
Right.
And your specific topic to generate a template that includes everything from, you know, a catchy subject line to a strong call to action.
So it's not just spitting out generic advice. It's actually tailoring the invitation to my specific webinar.
Right.
That would save me a ton of time and probably get me way better results.
Exactly. It's about taking the guesswork out of the process and using data-driven insights to maximize your impact.
Okay.
And it doesn't stop there. Perplexity can also help you generate those all-important FAQs that every webinar needs.
Well, that's a good one. I'm always scrambling to come up with FAQs that actually address the questions my audience is likely to ask. How would Perplexity handle that?
It's all about tapping into the wisdom of the crowd.
Okay.
Perplexity can analyze forums, articles, social media posts, anything related to your webinar topic
right.
to identify the most commonly asked questions.
So instead of trying to read your audience's minds, you're getting real-world insights into what they're actually curious about.
Right.
That could save me from some awkward silences during the Q&A portion of my webinars.
Exactly. And by proactively addressing these questions in your webinar and on your landing page, you're building trust and showing your audience that you understand their needs.
This is all starting to sound pretty amazing, but there's got to be a catch, right? Is there like a paid version with even more bells and whistles?
You're right, there is. It's called Perplexity Pro. And one of the articles you shared mentioned that it costs $20 per month.
Okay.
But before you scoff at the price tag, you know, consider this. It offers a whole suite of premium features that can really supercharge your workflow.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of superpowers does Perplexity Pro unlock?
Think of it like upgrading from a basic toolkit to a professional-grade workshop.
Yeah.
You get faster response time, so you're not twiddling your thumbs waiting for answers.
Right.
You also get access to more advanced search features, like the ability to analyze large files and data sets.
So if the free version is like using a basic calculator, Perplexity Pro is like having a supercomputer at your fingertips.
Exactly.
I can see how that would be valuable for serious content creators and researchers.
It is. It's an investment in efficiency and effectiveness.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that really impressed me about Perplexity is its ability to handle those long-tail queries that often stump traditional search engines.
You mean those super specific questions that you type in when you're deep down a research rabbit hole?
Exactly. Perplexity doesn't just rely on matching keywords.
Right.
It actually analyzes the meaning and intent behind your query, taking into account the context and digging deep to find the most relevant answers.
That's a huge advantage. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten frustrated trying to find specific information with traditional search engines.
Yeah.
It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Right. Perplexity is like having a metal detector that leads you straight to the needle.
Yeah.
It's about precision and making sure you're getting the exact information you need, no matter how niche or complex your question might be.
That's a game changer for anyone who does a lot of research.
Right.
And I imagine it would be especially helpful for those of us who are trying to create truly unique and insightful webinar content.
Absolutely. It's all about going beyond the surface level and getting to the heart of what your audience really wants to know.
And one of the things that really stood out to me in the articles was this idea that Perplexity can help level the playing field for small businesses and individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So in the past, high quality research and information were often locked behind expensive paywalls.
Huh.
Or reserved for large organizations with dedicated research teams.
Right.
Perplexity changes all that.
It's like giving everyone access to a world-class library, regardless of their budget or resources.
Exactly.
Hmm.
Suddenly, entrepreneurs, small businesses, and independent creators have the same access to information as the big guys.
That's incredibly empowering. It means you don't have to be a Fortune 500 company to create top-notch webinars or cutting-edge content.
Right. It's about breaking down those barriers and making knowledge accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really exciting development.
I couldn't agree more. Now, I know we've been focusing on the practical applications of Perplexity for things like webinars and content creation.
Right.
But I'm curious about its broader implications. How do you see Perplexity impacting the way we learn and interact with information in the future?
Yeah, it feels like we're at this point where we're about to see like a major shift in how we look at information and process it.
Yeah.
It's almost like Perplexity is giving us a peek into the future of learning. I think you're right. One of the articles even mentioned personalized learning with Perplexity.
Yeah.
Like, imagine a world where it learns what you're interested in, your learning style, your goals, and then it like tailors its responses just for you.
So instead of this like one-size-fits-all approach to information,
yeah,
you're getting this like customized learning experience that's totally unique to you.
Exactly.
It's like having a personal tutor who knows exactly how to keep you engaged.
It's like having a guide that can help you sort of navigate this massive amount of information and find those like hidden pathways to a deeper understanding.
Nope.
But if you're not answering the questions and addressing the concerns that your audience has, you're missing the point.
It's like planning this amazing dinner party and then you're serving food that nobody wants.
Exactly.
It's like all that effort is wasted if it doesn't resonate with your guests.
Yeah, Perplexity is like a guide.
Okay.
That helps you understand what your audience is interested in.
Right.
What they like, what they want to know. It's like tapping into this collective wisdom of the internet to make sure your webinar is both satisfying and gives them the information they want.
So instead of just guessing what your audience is looking for,
right,
you're getting real data and insights to inform like your entire webinar strategy.
Exactly.
From, like, what you're going to talk about to how you're going to market it.
That's what makes Perplexity so different.
Yeah.
It's not just about finding answers. Uh-huh. It's about connecting with your audience on a deeper level, understanding their needs and giving them more than they expect.
This has been a really insightful deep dive into Perplexity AI. And it's clear this tool can change how we do research, how we learn, and how we make content. It's faster, more efficient, and honestly a lot more fun than using traditional search engines.
I completely agree. And I think the biggest takeaway for our listeners is don't be afraid to just experiment.
Yeah.
Play around with it. The world of information is constantly changing, and tools like Perplexity can help us navigate it with confidence and curiosity.
As we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a challenge.
Okay.
How will you use Perplexity to improve your work, your learning, or just your understanding of the world?
Yeah.
Give it a try and see what you discover.
We want to hear about your Perplexity adventures.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.
Yeah.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deeper into the world of knowledge.